You are now listening to the West Side of THA afterparty.com.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Sneaky from R&R, recognition and respect. Tune in every Monday from 8 to 9 to catch up with me and my adventures and hear from my guests ranging from artists to entrepreneurs and much, much more. Catch us every Monday of the week on the West Side of the After Party. See you at the party, y'all. What's up, everybody? Tuning in to Recognition and Respect with me, Sneaky, on the West Side of the After Party every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Oh, it's a weird day in L.A. today. We'll get into that, but a lot going on. Let me just start the show same way I always do. Sponsors, thank you for keeping the dreams alive. Dewdrop Delights has been supporting me with my weed habit addiction, and that's the home of the Wake and Bake Bar. THC-infused bar with oats, nuts, dried fruit, and chocolate. Great in the morning with coffee or tea. Perfect for an on-the-go snack and pick-me-up, and it comes in four awesome flavors. The show is also brought to you by Night Flare Company, a film, music production, and booking company. Services include a live sound and recording with JQ, studio production and recording by Frankie Valentine, video content by Napalm Monkey and Flying Chimp, and a team of promoters such as Blue Line District, Alternative Shows LA, and Deranged Music. Of course, my guest, The Midnight Motives, are also sponsors of the show. Their album is available on Spotify and iTunes and Amazon and everywhere else music is found. And with so much going on, I actually had some new sponsors that I was supposed to announce today. I didn't send out the invoices and get the copy, so that's my dumbass leaving money on the table. But I'm going to give honorable mention to Tony Granz and Sin Arias from Awakening Authenticity. They're going to be helping to sponsor the show, so next time I'll be bringing you their products. Had a good adventure this week before it got weird. Border X Thursdays was dope. The numbers are up. The bosses are happy. We're having a meeting this Thursday before my set to talk about future. So I'm hoping for big things to continue to grow there. If you haven't stopped by, please come. We're drinking up all the beer. We're having all the fun, and you should join us. It's great. Saturday, I actually did a doubleheader. I DJ'd a fitness boot camp, which we'll be talking about later. And I went and did a private party. And also, there was a video shoot in between. So Saturday was just a super packed day. Sunday, I DJed a wedding. Congrats to Chelsea and Sema. They're now the Felices. That's pretty cool. The Felice family. It was a crazy-ass party. It was a lot of fun. It was beautiful to see love and family and friends and all that. And it's just so, like, crazy to think of how while all this awesome life stuff was happening, you also had the news that, you know, Nipsey Hussle had been killed in front of his store. And that's kind of where the adventure ended, you know? It was just, like, it's kind of a bummer on a what was supposed to be awesome, happy day. But, yeah. I don't know what to say. Basically, we're going to have a moment of silence right now. Me and my guest, Fit Normies. Say hi to the peeps, Fit Normies.
Hello.
And yeah, so here we go. Little moment of silence for Nipsey Hussle. All right. Thank you all for participating in that. How'd you feel when you heard the news?
Well, thank you, first of all, for doing that. Super important. It's definitely a sad day in LA. Honestly, yesterday when I heard the news, it was kind of emotional. Like, I had to be real and say that I wasn't, like, the biggest fan or I didn't follow as much, but definitely respected the man, and it's just, it's so heartbreaking. Like, you see all the work that he's done, all the work he was gonna do, and it's just, it sucks, you know? And, you know, I'm trying to find some kind of positivity, or, like, not from the situation, but, like, what can we do, you know? What's next, you know, as a community, as people of Los Angeles? And honestly, I just, it's still really fresh for me, and it just, some takeaways I get is, you know, to focus on the community assets. I'm tired of, like, media and, like, law enforcement highlighting, like, oh, like, the dangerous neighborhood and stuff like that. It's, like, focus on the assets, you know, from the community, from Nipsey, like, the hustle, the motivation, the grind. This guy was, wow, like, incredibly knowledgeable of on so many subjects, and I don't know, it's hard. Like, I'm still processing it, and just, yeah, definitely a hard time for LA, and I don't even know what to say. I hope, like, nothing worse comes out of it. You know, hopefully
the youth apparently will rise up. It wasn't gang related, so yeah. There shouldn't be any kind of retaliation that way, you know? Allegedly, it was just, like, someone felt disrespected over something dumb, which makes it even worse. Yeah. It wasn't even anything deep. Like you said, I wasn't a huge Nipsey Hussle fan either. I'm not going to front. Also, I'm not from South Central or any exactly. of that gang culture. So, but I remember when I went to UCSD and I went in 2013 and Crenshaw dropped like a month after I got there. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of remember that being like a soundtrack for some of my days when I was trying to get through and like having like imposter syndrome, and I had just shaved my dreads, so I looked like a super cholo, and people thought I was from the hood, and it was just nice to have like something that made me feel proud of work. And then, you know, once I got, you know, reintroduced to that mixtape, I started kind of learning more about him, and I respected him like from that aspect as well. Like everything that I, all the stuff that I ended up hearing about was super, like you said, inspirational and like motivating. And I mean, the only positive thing I hope is that people like take this as a wake-up call that how much work still needs to be done, and like
100%
emotional intelligence, communication, you know, all this shit. Yeah, it's like that dispute could have been handled 101 ways, you know what I mean? Like, that was like the worst outcome that could have been. But yeah. I mean,
gotta take care of our men, our boys, our young boys. It's just another reminder. But yeah.
Well, it sucks. I'm sorry that you had to be here, you know, in this and under these circumstances. But I brought you back because you just had your fitness playground that I DJ'd.
Yes, it was.
It was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Yay.
And I wanted to actually bring you on to just talk about why you brought it back and kind of just an update for those of you who are not aware. Why don't you just introduce yourself, who you are, and what you do? And then if you want to find out more, we actually did an episode 12. She was already a guest. So if you want to go back and hear all the stuff we already talked about, we're basically just going to be doing like an update and just kind of like where she's at now. So if you want to hear the journey, go back to episode 12. But so who are you? What do you do?
All right. So my name is Norma Larios. I'm from Cudahy, California, a.k.a. Fit Normies. So right now I'm a substitute teacher. And I'm also a trainer, and part of who I am is that I like to help people. I love helping people. I consider fitness my social justice, so that's definitely my side hustle. And like Ryan said, episode 12 talks a lot about that, but I just, you know, plain and simple, Fit Normies loves people, helps, tries to help the community through fitness, but definitely teaching is one of my, like,
passions.
Yeah, passions in everything I do, whether it's in the classroom or outside of the classroom. We could talk about that more later as far as my teaching journey and stuff like that. But yeah.
So the fitness playground, you brought it back. What was the motivation behind that?
I brought it back. Well, first of all, it stopped raining, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah, duh, because it's outdoors.
Yeah, it stopped raining.
Duh, Ryan.
Crazy Cali weather. I brought it back because I feel like it's always a need. Like, I've always, you know, I had this safe space created. Well, it started because I wanted to bring an accessible and affordable outlet for fitness and just nutritional education for everyone. And it stopped raining, and I miss it. Like, I have this huge backyard, and I want people to come and work out, meet people, network, and just, like, just have a good time. To be honest.
So I noticed some upgrades. You have mats now for like, what are they called? The burpees or any kind of like floor exercises.
Booty exercises.
So you're not
abs,
on the wet
everything.
Grass anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not on the wet grass. So definitely some upgrades. And like, honestly, like I have the transformation camp to thank for that. Almost everything from my fitness playground was donated just like by community and just, you know, random like jump ropes from friends and stuff like that. So upgrades because of the community support. So, yeah. Which is amazing.
And it seems like you're going about it different. You have a DJ now. Mm-hmm. I won't be able to be there forever, but this next Saturday is going to be dope as well. You're promoting, you're charging, you're using like registration. So it's just like, it's going to a little bit more, the rollout feels different, you know, like there's like a little bit more intention behind it.
Right.
And like,
it's not as messy.
Are you trying to build it up? Is it going to be?
Yeah, I definitely want to build it up. Like, honestly, like it's been inconsistent and honest. I've been focusing on other things and, you know, just trying to grind on in other outlets in my life. But especially with the whole news that just happened recently, I feel like, okay, this needs to be a consistent space for people to come constantly. And I can't just be like, oh, well, only two people showed up this time, like, forget it, I'm not gonna do it next week. Like, that's not cool. It's like, I have to remember the why you're doing the work. Mm-hmm. In other words, so yes, it's gonna be a consistent thing every Saturday, boot camp Saturdays at my fitness playground. I love it. Like, I miss group training. I miss like being a cheerleader for everyone. And it just, my fellow playground goers, he had this incredible transformation. Like, I just got to give a shout out to Eddie Lincoln.
Yo, good work, yo. She showed me the picture today, and I hadn't seen your before. It's pretty incredible what you've been able to accomplish, man. So congratulations.
Yes, Eddie, he started my fitness playground a while ago, and he's recently along the way, he's lost 116 pounds, and like, I'm no credit of mine, but like, all his hard work, I applaud him. But I'm just like, what? Like, I had a before and after of him today, and I'm just like, I need to keep this up. Like, you know, I don't know, just building community, helping each other out, seeing people succeed, that just like makes me so happy. And it's through fitness, and I always say fitness is my social justice. And hopefully, you know, Eddie's going to help other people and
so like just forth. His inspiration of his story.
Hell yeah. Like, our stories are so powerful, and it's important that we share them out. And like, then that there creates like a domino effect of inspiration and motivation. So
speaking of your story, last time you were here, we were listening to the episode because I didn't want to cover any of that. I wanted to like do a legit update. You were talking about how you felt like you were a little overweight. You were kind of wild with the eating and the mm-hmm. drinking and the party. You weren't really working mm-hmm. out. And you were like, I'm going to get back in shape. I'm going to like get on this fitness stuff. I want to be a teacher. I want to do all this stuff. And so obviously I know because, you know, a lot of that stuff, you've been crushing it now. So I want like, let's talk about like where are you at in your fitness right now as far as like weight, goals, accomplishments, like what are you like proud of at this moment right now in your journey?
All right, so rewind to last July when I was last here, I had recently gained like 30 pounds. Mind you, I did a fitness competition, Muscle Beach, whatever. I placed third. I was looking bomb. I was feeling myself.
I was a witness.
Yes. And like most of us do, like we yo-yo, right? And so, yeah, I blew up. I gained 30 pounds. And then I was like, shit, like, I had a reality check. And I was like, you know what? I need to do this again. Like, I know it sucks, especially because I've exposed myself. I put myself out there. I have a freaking fitness Instagram. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you can't just gain all this weight and inspire people. So I'm like, I gotta do something about it again. So now I've lost 28 pounds, and as far as hard work, like, fuck, that was a lot of hard work. I started a new diet with keto, the ketogenic diet. I talked about that in episode 12 as well, and as far as like fitness goals, like I was just telling you earlier, it's like, you know, I think about doing another show, but then I'm like, you know, I just want to feel comfortable in my own skin. Like, it's not even about like having the abs anymore. It's just about being like proud to be the woman you are today. And like, it's really, it's hard, you know? And like, I have a whole bunch of other things. Fitness is not my entire life. And like, I mean, the teaching thing, like, I just got great news that I could officially start applying to be a full-time teacher for LAUSD in a special education classroom, which I'm super stoked for. A whole bunch of freaking hoops that I had to jump through. But
and there's something about a district program.
Yeah, so I applied for their district interim program, which basically is a program that helps pay for your credential. Actually, it pays for your entire credential. And it's super competitive. I did like a formal interview, like a sample teach, a writing prompt. It took like a whole year just to get to where I am today, and I'm super happy and proud of myself for it. And just, you know, it's just crazy. Like, you say, like, I'm going to do something, and it's like, all right, girl, like, time isn't going to stop. Let's see, are you going to do it or not? Yeah. And I'm happy that I am doing it, and I did it. And, like, I could say, yo, I lost the weight. Like,
and you got the credentials, and you're getting the job's on its way.
Yes, the job's on its way. The fitness is up and coming again. And just, I don't know, like, and it's, you know, life is freaking crazy. And, like, I put myself out there, and I share my story because hopefully it will influence or inspire someone to just fucking say something one day and like try working at it little by little. You know, it might not happen overnight. I'm still freaking like, I still had to apply to schools to get a full-time position. Like, it's not that like, okay,
it's not done yet.
It's not done. And it's just like being patient.
But like one foot in front of the other,
exactly.
Just keep on moving forward.
It's super like turtle style, but you know, patience.
I forget who said the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, you know, like you got to start somewhere. So
exactly. So this year has taught me patience though.
Yeah. Patience. Which is not a thing you
had
before.
It's not really my thing.
Well, I think it's cool because you wanted to come back on the show, and I remember not knowing what we were going to talk about, and then all this shit happened, and so I was
we'll do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't say that, but that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, well, we kind of need something to happen. So the playground's back, the body's back. The teaching stuff is at a new level now. Mm-hmm. So how did you, what's the keto? I know you talked about keto, but like, and I know you're documenting it on your Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go check out Fit Normies, she's posting stuff about food and nutrition. But I heard you talking to Eddie, about logging food. And
oh yeah, there's
so like
a whole bunch
now
of
you're
tools.
Like on a log, right? What's that like? And how, like, what's up with the
log?
So
there's a whole bunch of stuff that can help you. Like, I just need to like say, like, first of all, like, about body goals and stuff like that, like, you just gotta be okay with yourself mentally first. Like, I just don't want it to be like, oh, like, you lose weight then you're happy. Like, no, I don't. I just want to
side note,
we could get into that later. But there's a whole bunch of tools out there, and I feel like it's my responsibility to share that. And so there's tools like where you could track how much food you eat, your macros, your macronutrients, which is like your protein, your carbs, your fats, and they're, you know, there's tracking tools of where you could track just your calories and stuff like that. But, oh my God, I just lost my train of thought. But
you're logging food?
Yes, I'm logging food.
You're telling people to be logging food?
Yeah, it's because, you know, we all this mindless eating, and, like, you just don't know how much you're putting in your body. And as far as the ketogenic diet, it's just basically a high-fat, low-carb diet. I guess it's super hot right now, but it's just basically...
And I think it was hot when we brought it up last time, too, because it was everybody's been getting into it. But since then, there's been like, oh, it's not for everybody. Some people have like deficiencies, or they need little... like. There's no one-size-fits-all, right?
No,
that's super
anything,
important, right?
In anything. We're all different. Everybody literally is different. So if it works for you, great. It might not work for you, that's cool. You know, there's vegans, all kinds of other diets, right? But
we had a vegan on here before. She went in. She told me that.
I saw that, and I was like, she goes like the meat eater over here. But
you know what, though?
It's,
go ahead. Well, I was going to say that I heard an interesting podcast a couple days ago where they were talking about how, like, you know, milk, their thing is like, oh, you're not supposed to drink milk or whatever. Like, it's bad for you. Well, apparently... early, like in evolution, like, when you're a baby, you have certain enzymes that help you break down milk, and then mm-hmm. you grow up and those go away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? But apparently when we started domesticating animals and, like, being surrounded by external sources of milk, like, those enzymes would, like, we developed, like, for them to last longer. Like, so some people actually still have, like, they have those enzymes from their baby and they can drink milk.
That's cool.
And so I feel like evolution's quicker than people think or want to give credit for. So I don't know about that whole... I'm still on the fence about veganism, though. I mean, I try to, like, you know, be more conscious. But I love fucking Korean barbecue.
No, me too. But, like, I think it's honestly, like, if I had to be real honest, I think that's probably the best thing for your body, being vegan. Like, maybe one day I will try it, says the meat eater, which is crazy. But for now, it's kind of just... paying attention to my body, what feels good. Honestly, like, for the first time in my life, I'm able to eat comfortably and not feel bloated. Like, carbs would do that to me. And like, sometimes it's not worth it. Like, I understand the healthy lifestyle thing. I didn't get it before, but now it's like, oh, shit. Like, I could actually, I don't have to cheat on the weekends if I didn't want to. Mind you, like, Hot Cheetos and stuff.
Hot Cheetos? Still calls my name.
But, you know, it's just, you know, paying attention to your body, see what works, what doesn't. My carbs are veggies, honestly, and you got to stack them up because there's also cons to keto. Like, you could lose your hair because you're not getting freaking nutrients. But, like, anything, you know, everything in moderation.
And, no, but you also take crazy supplements, right?
Oh, yeah,
you take all kinds of shit, right?
Yeah, I do.
What did you give me the other day?
Subs make me happy. What did I give you?
I don't know, after the workout. A carb blocker?
A carb blocker. It just helps you, like, break down, because we ate sandwiches after, and I'm not, you know, supposed to be eating bread. But it helps you just break down the carbs. It's just basically white kidney extract. You could find it anywhere, pretty much. But, yeah, it just helps you break down the carbs better, and you feel a little bit better when you're cheating. But you should really be taking it when you have any carbs. But
And then you were talking about nitrous whatever for the blood flow.
Oh, nitric oxide. Yeah, but that's more for, like, when I get in my pump, you know, because that bodybuilder at heart.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I take a whole bunch of supplements, fasted, before going to the gym, with every meal. I mean, it's best to have supplements through actual food, but, like, I'm kind of like, you know, why not have it in other forms as well?
Science,
but,
right? Technology.
Yeah, especially when you could take, like, collagen to, like, help your hair, skin, and nails. I don't know, beauty tip.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So you kind of sidestep this, like, happiness. You're like, oh, you're not going to be happy just because you get in shape. Like, you want to go into that a little bit? Because you said side note, and I was like...
Yeah, side note, because, like,
Were you, like, super hot and not happy still? Like, were you super,
yeah,
like,
fit? I wouldn't say I'm super... I mean, like, I feel like everyone is, like, I'll admit, like, I'm still, like, self-conscious and probably not 100% confident, but I feel like it's a process, it's a journey of self-confidence as a woman of color especially. And so I have to say that because when I was at my best shape or whatever, like, I still wasn't happy, you know, like, I still saw, like, the stretch marks, or I still was like, damn, like, I'm not getting the attention I want, you know. And it's just like, fuck all that, you know, just be happy. Like, I'm gonna straight up say, like, I started going to therapy recently, and it's helped my, like, I was, you know, maybe I was bomb, like, physically in shape, but my mind was not. And so now that, like, I'm getting my mind in tune with my body, like, it's like, so I feel, like, way better, like, happier and just lighter. And yeah, it's just so, and, like, all unforgiving of myself and others, and I don't know if that makes any sense, but just, like, and understanding with the patients that I learned this year that it takes a journey, like, okay, like, this might not work for me, like, let's try something else. But also, I'm not going to talk shit about vegans because maybe next year I'm going to try it, you know?
Right.
And so it's just a whole bunch of learning experiences. I'm getting older, you know, we're getting older. Life is short, and it's just, like, there's always reminders that life is short, and I just feel like we gotta be, like, more light and airy with ourselves, with others. And
what prompted you to go to therapy, if you don't mind me asking? What was there, like, was there, like, a last straw, like an event, or was it something that you had been kind of building, like, up to, working towards?
Yeah, well, I think we all have, you know, our struggles, mind you. Like, no one's struggle is greater than the other. Well, actually, yeah, whatever. But
Well, I read something that we're like the generation of therapy. Like, our generation is like going, more people go to therapy now than ever before. And it's changing like the whole way that people practice it, and like how the, even like the therapists are getting like different, you know, it's like changing the whole, the playing field of,
I think,
like,
that's
mental health and stuff.
That's beautiful, especially like as a, you know, coming from a Mexican background, like we, no one went to therapy, like we don't talk about that. But I started going because my friend told me, like one of my best friends told me straight up one day, like, you need to go to therapy. And I was like, that shit just jabbed me in the heart.
You
like,
took it
what
like
the
offense?
Fuck?
You took,
like,
you got offended?
That shit hurt. Yeah, I got offended, which I always, you know, I get pretty defensive when people like want to tap into like some touchy shit, whatever. And so I was kind of upset with her. But then, you know, I was like, I calmed the fuck down and I listened and I started it. And honestly, it's just, it wasn't like a specific event, but yeah, I guess her telling me, but I always knew I had to go. I've shopped around, I've gone before, to be honest. And just like a doctor, just like, even like the girl who does your eyebrows, whatever, like, sometimes it's not the best fit, you know? And so I've been very, I was discouraged in the past from my experiences. So I was like, wow, just like having to go and like find someone that's the right fit again, like that shit like was a turn off. But then, I mean, fine, it looks like I'm okay with my homegirl right now. But yeah, so just, I think it's important for everyone. Maybe you don't go see a therapist. Maybe you like talk to a friend, maybe you find another hobby. Like, honestly, fitness was like one of the things that helped, that was my therapy. Like, it started that way, and it got to the point where it wasn't enough, you know? Like, I still got messy drunk and shit would come out, and like, that's not cute. Like, and I'm gonna be 30 this year, and I was just like, no, I can't be that girl at the bar that they're like, oh my god, this girl can't hang, or like,
senora right here.
Like, yeah, like I didn't, you know, I don't want to be that person. So, and especially like, I feel like if you can't be okay with yourself, what makes you think that you're going to be cool with other people? Like, and so, I don't know if we just went off on a tangent, but mental health is so important, and like,
yeah, make sure you tune in to the next show, because it's all about mental health. So okay, if you're, that's what you're, if you're into that, stick around, because that's what Sneaky Dude puts on everybody on game. Yeah. Teaching. You talked about how it's your passion. Last time you were here, you fell in your lap. You loved it. And so, like, where are you with that now? Like, do you identify yourself as a teacher when the strike was happening? Were you part of the strike? What was that like?
The strike happened. And, like, I'm a sub, so I'm like, fuck. Like, it's, like, low-key, like, the opportunity to get work, you know? And they, oh my god, they freaking emailed us from the like, I can't, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but like,
we got, I don't want you to get in trouble.
I mean,
are they gonna get
in trouble? I'm like, I'm really real. I mean,
yeah, fuck it, let them come after us.
No, I don't think so, but
come after
basically
us.
We were offered a lot of money to go and work for these, you know, the days of the strike, and it was tempting like anyone else, right? But I was like, what the fuck, Norma, like, what do you stand for? You know, and it's like, I know a whole bunch of teachers now, and I made great relationships, but also it's like, what are they fighting for? So, you know, I sat down and like looked at the, you know, what the fight was for. And I said, no, fuck that. Like, I'm not going to go. Like, I'm not going to get, you know, bribed by money, like a little, oh my gosh, like a hungry, like little animal. I don't know. It's just, I called in sick or whatever. I didn't get, mind you, I haven't gotten paid for that sick time, because during the strike they decided like not to like
honor sick time.
Yeah, exactly, of course, right? But it's all good.
Are you gonna get paid, or are they expecting to give you?
I don't think they're gonna pay us. Like, it hasn't been approved by the head honcho, so whatever. So strike happened, didn't go to work. Was, you know, supporting my teachers, and good things came out of it. Luckily, it didn't last that long. But
it was brutal,
and I'm like,
man,
this is the fields I'm gonna go into. Like, I better freaking be on this side, you know? And
what about the government shutdown? Did that affect the schools at all? Because I heard from a friend of mine that some of the programs, like after school programming,
maybe that
shit got a little, like, some of the funding, the checks were late or some shit.
I don't know
nothing about that,
anything about that. But as far as the teachers, like, I know some of them, like one of this, my mentor actually, she was like, I'm going to take out a personal loan during the strike. And I was like, oh my God, like I better be freaking down for this. Like, what the hell? Come on, Norma. And so, of course, you know.
And this administration wasn't helping at all.
Oh my gosh. Like, don't even get me started. It's just, it's a crazy time. But
but you still like teaching?
Yeah.
Do you have like, I follow a teacher. Actually, I should get him on here. Anyway, he's always posting the memes about like teacher memes. It's okay. Like,
that's so funny. I try to look for those sometimes.
I'll hook you up with that woke fool. It's hilarious.
Okay.
But there's like I feel like teachers, I've met a lot of teachers, and I feel like they have like similar like complaints, like inside jokes, like a culture of like how students are. Like, are you part of that now? Like, do you feel like you get the reactions like when your students act a certain way, or do you think because your field is different? What, like?
Yes and no, but like, yeah, my field's different. It's special ed, first of all, but also I'm a sub, so I'm not there every day. I don't go to the same school every day most of the time, unless, you know, I get a long-term assignment.
So are there substitute teacher memes? Like,
no, honestly, I mean, I should just start a page or something, yeah. Huh? Honestly,
if you go viral for substitute teacher memes, that would be hilarious.
There needs to be a reality TV show for teachers, because I can't even tell you some of the shit that goes down. I'm sure the district won't allow it. I'm sure. I know. But there needs to be something. Like, I'm just starting like a private school or something, and like have like let it happen. I don't know. But it's just so much crazy shit goes down with the faculty, staff, the kids. Like, you have like there's just like, well, if you gotta pee, like, fuck, like, you're just like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? Like, for girls, like, it's like, oh crap, like, you feel your menstrual cycle coming, you're like, I can't even leave right now, like, TMI, but like, I've had crazy experiences, sorry, TMI,
no,
but
no,
I don't
great.
Care.
It's great, this but, is great. This is great, this is gold.
Like, having to change a diaper, and
you
like,
change a diaper?
Yeah, like, so I was subbing this class, like, no complaints, like, I'll change diapers all day long, but the thing is that I can't leave the kids by themselves. So, I call the main office, and I'm like, yo, like, I need, like, some backup, pretty much, because my aide was on her break or something, and I'm not going to freaking bother her on her break, like, come on. And so, they're like, oh, well, like, the person that's supposed to cover, like, is on break, too, and, like, it might be, like, I don't know if they can make it. I'm like, what the fuck, what do you mean? And I'm like, dude, the classroom's starting to, like, it's like, it's kind of, like,
that's,
yeah.
That's not a lot.
Yeah, so, again, TMI.
No,
but
no,
then,
go for
like,
it, go for it.
Luckily,
go for it.
Like,
hilarious.
Especially, like, in special ed day classes, there's usually a restroom in the classroom. So, you know, I told, like, the eldest kid or whatever, like, hey, you're in charge. I left the door open. I'm like, I'm gonna do this real quick. I'm gonna change so and so. And I was like screaming at them at the same, not screaming, but I'm like, you guys better, whatever, like, while I'm changing the diaper, just because I'm like, oh my God, please don't let anything happen right now while I'm freaking changing a diaper. So yeah, I mean, that happened to me like twice already this year, and we're in April now. Oh, April, hey.
Oh shit.
The first of the month,
April.
Hey.
Wake
April
up,
Fools.
Wake up,
I'm just kidding.
Wake up. So none of this stuff is true? You're not
no,
really.
No, it was, I wish I was lying. But it's just, I wish there was a reality TV show. Like, the things I text my friends while I'm at work sometimes, I'm like, dude, like, you don't even know what happened right now. Like, it's just, it's funny. It's kind of funny sometimes.
So teaching, that's your new career now? Like, that's going to be, like, that's for the long term? You see yourself being a teacher, like... Like, you're going to be a, like, Mrs., like, forever?
So, yes. Well, as of now, I did apply. Well, the end goal as far as, like, teaching or in that, like, spectrum is to be a speech pathologist. Just because I've worked with moderate to severe classrooms a lot. And, of course, one student changed my life that was nonverbal. And I would just love to be a speech therapist and, like, take students out individually and have them in a group setting. But, I want to work with special ed kids, like, forever. Just whether it's in the hospital setting, in a school setting, I'm open. But as of right now, like, it looks like the door is, you know, opening up to get that full-time position in special education, whether it's with the little ones or moderate to severe. Now I got the green light that I could apply for teaching positions there as well. So yes, and I love it. It's a great time, honestly. I don't know how, like, teachers deal with general ed. Like, and mind you,
You change diapers and you don't know how teachers deal with general
ed. No, like, I take, like, all kinds of assignments, but I don't know. Like, it's just, like, it's different. And I don't know. Maybe that's the inside jokes that special education teachers have, like, with the general ed. Like, hell no. Like, they're on social media. That's just too much. Like, I'd rather, like, let me just deal with, like, homegirl that's going to throw a shoe at me, have a tantrum, who's going to bite me. Like, I'm down with that compared to, like, this kid asking me what's my Instagram handle. Like, oh, my God.
You should have told him, shoot your shot better.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Shoot. No. It's just, it's
speech pathology. Well, I had some class. You have to go back to school for that?
I do. And I actually just applied to a post-bac program.
Are you still, like, in debt from your last school?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to be in debt for life. But, you know, whatever. I had to pay $5 a month. $5 a month, whatever.
They're not going to pay
$5. And plus, you know, there's a lot of...
they're not going to let you pay $5 a month,
but,
too.
No, I don't know. But there's a lot of...
but if you're teaching...
Perks for teachers, exactly.
Like, for loan forgiveness or
loan forgiveness after X amount of years. There's also, like...
15 consecutive... payments, like, while you're at the job.
You know more than me. Yeah.
Well, because I was trying to, like, not pay back my loans too. Duh.
So, yeah,
everybody who's smart tries not to pay back their loans.
I was in a nonprofit route for a minute, and then I was like, no.
Which also would have worked, but you would have to stay there
for X amount of years.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's, like, programs for teachers to buy houses and stuff like that too, so... I'm like, hey, you know what? I kind of worked out.
I'm going to tap in.
So, but going for that white picket fence. I just want somewhere where I could call home. I don't care what it looks like. It's just to have your own space. I feel like, oh, my God, financial independence and just chill.
It's coming. We're manifesting
it. You know, I could have people work out in the backyard or whatever. But
Yeah. That's good. You still have trainings.
Yeah.
So, does the fitness... And the, like, I'm surprised that you're not a PE teacher or something. Did you think about doing that?
I did, but, like, I've had assignments like that, but it's just, like not to be, it's just, I needed to do more. I feel like I have more to offer the world, and I could, I don't know, I just, not saying that PE teachers are not amazing, because, dang, like, do you know how hot it is outside? No, just saying. But, like, for real. But I just, no, like, I'm crazy and weird, and I feel like you need someone with high energy that could be in a special education classroom, especially with nonverbal students, and just to help people communicate in different ways. I just, like, that's, like, I don't know. It fuels my fire.
It gets your juices flowing.
It gets my juices flowing, and, like, I don't know. It's just, like, they're my babies. I don't know. Like, I just feel like some, like, I don't know. It just feels right.
So what's...
But PE teaching, yeah.
So, like, let's like, do the next step, right? So, at the end of the last show, you were like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So, what's next on the list so that we can bring you back in a year or two or whatever? Okay. And, like, we could see what your update progress
is. So, hopefully, well, number one, like, I'm not going to... Like, I still believe in, like, don't cross...
Oh, you're not crossing anything? Okay.
Pinky promises? Well, hopefully... Well, I will be a full-time teacher by the end of the year, whether it's in a special ed early child education class or a moderate to severe classroom in middle school, high school. I'm going to be a full-time teacher. I'm going to cross back. All right. But let's pretend that doesn't work. But, and then I want my fitness playground to be popping. Like, I know I've been, like, inconsistent, like, and that's... You know,
it's hard.
Life happens.
No,
shit.
Life happens.
Like, I got to pay the bills. Like, $7 for a fitness camp per person is not going to pay my car. Like,
no, definitely
you know?
Not.
And so I know we shouldn't think that way, but also, like, fuck. Like,
I mean,
you gotta
at the end
eat.
Of the day, it's like it has to be sustainable for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be offering a service to people because you want them to have access, but it's not sustainable for you to give them that access.
Exactly.
You know? Also, we talked about this after... when we're eating the sandwiches, about how, like, as a performer, it's the same thing. Like, you throw shows, you play shows, you go and you try to get your art out, and sometimes people don't show up.
Yeah.
And you do that a lot of, like, rapping for nobody and DJing for nobody and, you know, throwing these big events and all this promotion and nobody shows up. And then, like, because it's consistent, you know, people see you and the word gets out and a few people come and they experience it. And then they go out and they tell people, and then they say, hey, next week we'll be there. And, you know, that's, you build up that momentum, right? So.
And honestly, that conversation we had was like, okay, you're right. Like, I needed, like, a sign, and that was it. Like, 100%. And, like, I appreciate that you came out, like, with a bang. You helped launch with the DJ. Like, that's freaking dope, you know? And I just, yeah, consistency is key. And, like, maybe it's therapy, I don't know. But I'm not going to get butt hurt if, like, five people show up.
Right.
I used to. Back when we first started, I was like, what the fuck? You know, people are so, like, ungrateful. And then it was about me. And I was like, wait a minute. It's not about me.
Right.
Like, why are you doing this in the first place? Like, I don't have to. We don't have to, right? We don't have to do anything. We could just chill and, like,
I mean,
whatever. Comedians
full disclosure, you didn't pay me to be there. I didn't have to go.
Yeah.
You thought I wasn't going to show up anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Homegirl thought I wasn't going to show up, Brittany.
I had a nightmare, okay, that he didn't show up. So I, at, like, 6 a.m., I, like,
she paid for Apple Music
subscription. I got my subscription again.
And
just
she
for
had
Fendi.
Her speakers ready because she mm-hmm. didn't think I was going to show up.
Hey, you never know. And, like, honestly,
hey,
if you didn't show up, I would have been okay.
Yeah.
I would have, like, mm-hmm. forgiven.
You wouldn't
and,
have
like,
been okay with me. It
oh,
would have been an
yeah?
issue.
Hello. We're talking about, like, oh, my gosh. Someone's not over it.
I wouldn't have been okay with me for not showing up.
Good. No, just kidding. But you showed up. You pulled through. Everything was fine and dandy. But, yeah, I want my fitness playground to be something. And, like, honestly, I used to care about the followers, like, the following, the, I don't want to say fans because that's not what I do. But now it's, like, I just want, like, people to have a good time and, like, get fit and healthy because, like, our communities are dying, like, for real. Like, and just, like, teach someone something so they can teach someone something else. Like, I mean, I try to do it at home and that's not really working. You know, I love my mom, but she doesn't really do the whole fitness and nutrition thing.
She is not on her fitness game at all.
But, like,
you know what? Don't yuck her yam.
I'm not going to yuck her yum.
Yum, yam, yam.
But definitely, I got distracted.
Yeah, anyway.
But,
your mom. Maybe she'll come around.
No, she baby steps, you know. I love her to death. And
you just need to, like, replace all the food with just
I couldn't, like, help. Well, maybe I'm kind of helping her, but, like, okay, it's not getting through that much here, so what can I do? So I have to do it for people that want it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's easier to just, like, respond to questions in person than, like, the DMs and then, like, weeding out the people that, like, actually want your help and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
And we're not just trying to slide into the DM,
like. But
that's gotta be the worst part about being, like, an attractive person on fucking social media. That's why I'm glad I'm not cute.
Oh my
gosh. I don't gotta worry about no one's trying to slide into my DMs to be like, what up, boo?
You're handsome, right?
Let me send you,
right?
Let me send you topless pictures.
Right now,
I'm fishing, homie.
But thank you. I appreciate that too. But
no, but I mean, yeah, you're not the only one I hear from, you know, like,
but
there's,
you know,
a lot of creepers out there.
I sound like a broken tape recorder. Like, everyone gets it, I feel, especially women. It's funny though, like, guys especially have big balls behind the screen, but in person is another story. But, you know, shoot your shot better. Oh my god, we could talk about that. Oh,
it's a whole other episode.
That's another episode.
I think that's a different show. That's not my show.
It's a different show.
That's
like, we're not gonna even talk about fitness.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about
that's not my show.
On relationships.
That's not the recognition and respect podcast. That's something else.
Yeah, that's not really.
Do
respectful.
We have a show? Do we have a relationship show on the after party? We don't?
I would love
well,
to do that.
Well, you're going to have to find a way to pay for it. So
yeah.
I'll figure that out first.
Hey, they're sponsors.
And just like that, a word from our sponsor. No, we got a couple minutes left. Is there anything that you really want to talk about? Obviously, this Saturday, people can buy tickets.
Yes.
What's that?
Yes,
what's
okay. So
are you doing Venmo or are you doing Eventbrite
again?
We're
going to do Venmo just because I realized after the fact that they – had like a little tax fee,
like,
and
a
stuff.
Service charge.
Like a service charge, and I'm not with that. So you could Venmo me. I put the direct link on my bio. You could get your tickets now for my Saturday or my fitness playground this Saturday. It's gonna be every Saturday at 9:30. My address and all that stuff is up on Instagram. Yeah, but consistency is key. We will be there. I just, like, out of, you know, like, just to know how many people are coming, like, for headcount and stuff, I like people to purchase their tickets in advance just because I need to know what to prepare for so it could be, right, you know. Right. But hopefully, like, it gets bigger and, like...
And you provide, and like, some food, everyone. Some snacks, yeah, some water, like, light stuff.
Like, so Mama Norma, like, my mom supports this 100%. Like, we got some grapes, bananas, we got some vitamin water, water. Like, you could throw up in the back of the tree, in the back of the house.
I saw some people throw up. I saw some people throw up on Saturday.
It's biodegradable. It's okay.
That's how hard they were going. Like, the workout, like...
Yeah. I mean, it's hot. It's hot out there, you know, but...
Even Sneaky was doing squats and, like, high-legging it behind the DJ group. I mean, hey, Brittany, you ever DJed a fitness boot camp? Would you like to?
That would be free? So fun.
So maybe she could be a DJ when I'm not
around. I'll get you a sandwich after. Yeah, yeah. I'll buy you a sandwich.
I got two sandwiches.
Big ones.
They were big. They were big.
But, yeah. But no, definitely so come out. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, check me out on Instagram. Honestly, I use my Instagram more than Facebook. Fit Normies, FitNormis. I'm super responsive with DMs unless you're a creep and I just know, like, delete right away. Or don't send me any half-naked pictures. Delete. Block. I'm quick to do that. But
no,
yeah.
No fitness updates if you didn't ask for them.
No fitness updates if I didn't ask for them. I don't need to. Yeah. Anyway. Shoot your shot better. Jesus. Okay. But yeah, no, just come and join the fun. It's fun, right? It's fun.
I had a blast. I mean, I wasn't working out as hard. And, you know, obviously I was like eating toast and taking shots of tequila in the morning. So I had a good time.
Brought to you by.
Mama Norma, thank you. But I had a good time. I mean, people came. Mm-hmm. They got a good workout out. People said they're gonna come back. Like, you got some videos.
Yes.
You got a group photo.
Yes.
Like, Kat was getting her fucking sweat on.
Yes.
Like, next level.
Yeah, she's been there since 2016. So shout out to Kat as well, the bestie.
Well, thank you for coming. Congratulations on all of your successes and everything that you've accomplished. Keep going.
Yes, yes.
We'll bring you back later when you
for sure.
When you roll out all that content that we were talking about.
Yeah,
we'll
come back and promote it all. Yeah.
We'll figure it out, dude.
Full time teacher, My Fitness Playground.
Every Saturday, 9:30 to 10:30. Is it an hour?
9:30 to 10:45.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun.
All right.
Wait, before we go, I have to talk about some things that are coming up. Big news. It's actually, like, not super confirmed, but it probably will be on Thursday, so I'm just going to jump the gun and manifest it. I locked in another residency at Golden Road Brewery, so I'll be DJing their brunch on Saturday and Sunday, which is a great opportunity for me. It's that corporate money, bringing it back, but... That means that I'm not going to be able to be at the Art Walk anymore, the East Los Angeles Art Walk. But I will still be keeping my commitments. I've already talked to Sesh Studio. There will be a sound engineer there. There will be a sound system there. I'm still going to help book bands, still going to help promote. The Art Walk is not going to be affected by my opportunity, if anything. We're all growing, you know? Like, when I get better, we all get better. So, thank you for everybody who was involved with that. Shout out Face and Jelani and the whole Mup clan. We're doing a lot of big things. Hip hops. I don't think I'm supposed to talk about it, but I don't give a fuck. Sorry, guys. That shit's coming back. More news later, but we're going to start getting back on the page. So follow at Hip Hops Night. We're going to start posting up all the updates. Again, every Thursday, I'm at Border X. I'm talking to Novocaine right now about doing like a Tuesday night rock emo night type of deal like I used to do at the Hound Bar. It's owned by the same family, so in the works. So a lot of things coming up. Speakeasy, La Clica Podcast Takeover, The Society at Mal's Bar, 420. We're in April now, so 420 I'll be at Indy. So just hell of events. My programming is getting a lot more robust. I'm able to, like, book more artists and pay more people. So it's like everything's going according to plan. It's all consistency. And yeah, follow me on Instagram at Official Sneaky or Sneaky ENT. Go to my website, which is www.sneaky.net, and make sure to tune in every Monday night on the west side of the after party from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. with me, Sneaky, and all my interesting guests. And I'll see you next week. Is there anything else you want to say? You want to say bye to the people? Bye, people.
See you on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Yeah, I'll be DJing. And
You'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be DJing. And I'll be doing squats, like, behind, trying to get that booty, you know? Summer's coming. Summer's coming. Pool party season, baby. Okay, I'm trying to be in Vegas. Sun's out, guns out, buns out. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm playing. Brittany, I'm pretty sure you're over this. Take us out. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Sneaky from R&R, recognition and respect. Tune in every Monday from 8 to 9 to catch up with me and my adventures and hear from my guests ranging from artists to entrepreneurs and much, much more. Catch us every Monday of the week on the west side of the after party. See you at the party, y'all.